the BRR is deepening their claws into online sellers' skin in the Philippines. Welcome to episode 186 of the Kuya Manzano podcast. Yeah, it's been a while, friends, since last podcast. Well, here we are back, hopefully on track. Being an online seller in the Philippines is getting more difficult because the government wants its cut. And it's kind of understandable that the government wants to tax the online sellers because online selling is booming in the Philippines, and it's an undercover economy, and the government wants more control, and the government wants more money. If they just spent it correctly, that would be okay. The thing is, we don't even know where our taxes go. That's another conversation. So, they want a 1% income tax, which is not really a 1%. They're asking for a 0.5% of gross sales for online sellers in mainstream platforms like Lazada and Shopee. And they're forcing those platforms to collaborate with the government. And if you don't comply, your seller account will be capped or even shut down eventually. So, all online sellers are now in panic mode because they don't know what to do. So, aside from paying this 0.5% of gross sales, which will be automatically deducted, I believe. We're still clarifying, but either automatically deducted or not, you still have to pay it. So either or, you have to pay it in one way or the other. It's better if they deduct it because it takes away some headache from you. The added headaches are going to be the following. One, you have to make that declaration every month and every quarter and every year for your income. And it has to be accurate and matching whatever the platform has. So if you make mistakes, you could be, you know, a simple mistake could mean that you're a delinquent and that you're trying to tax evade or something like that. So that's one problem. So probably you will need to hire an accountant. An accountant is going to cost you, 5K maybe a month just to do your paperwork. Then you have to go back and forth to the BIR, or you have to do it through emails properly, because if you don't do it properly and according to the latest regulation, if you do it yourself, you might not know the latest regulation. You could be incurring into delinquency again. Aside from that, you will need a business permit from the city hall, which costs money. You will need a SEC permit or a DTI permit, which costs money. And it's not small money. When we had the coffee shop, our business permit from the city hall was already like 30,000 pesos a year. Aside from that, you need to declare and retain the VAT. Okay, VAT is a 12% that you have to calculate to take out from the gross price you're selling your items for, unless you're a non-VAT company. Which you could be, but it's rare. Most companies are VAT companies. So that's a problem, right? And then on the good side, for those newbies coming in, on the good side, you apply the VAT. So you have to calculate, you have to take out 12% of whatever you're selling. The good side is you can also take out a 12% from the VAT of your suppliers. Okay, so the VAT that your suppliers charge you is minused from the VAT you're charging your customers. I hope that clarifies a little. But at the end of the day, your accountant will have to do that. If you have an accountant, if you want to save the money from the accountant, you better be good with laws and numbers, because you're going to have to do all this yourself. And at the end of the year, everything has to match, etc., etc. Another problem is that they are requiring that for every sale, you upload an OR, an official receipt. That is a big headache, because you have to do those manually, then scan them or take a picture and upload them. If you have big margin items, you're selling with a big profit margin, that's okay, because you have the profit, you have the extra time. But if you have small margin items, let's say you sell groceries, you have very small margins, there's no time or workforce, enough staff time or people to be doing all those things, because you would be losing money if you do that. It's not profitable anymore. So many people are thinking of quitting their online shops or going out of these mainstream platforms and setting shop on their own, or start selling, you know, by themselves in Facebook and social media, things like that. So, well, it's the tide is turning. We'll see how this develops. We have until April, I believe. So the next 3 months are adjustment months. And if you didn't comply, the threat is they're gonna shut your shop down, or it's gonna be very limited. So, well, I'm Kuya Manzano in every social media network. You can reach out, send me a message, tell me your opinion, and share this with someone who needs to hear what's happening with the online selling and shopping in the Philippines. Love and infinity.